is a question for you today. Why? For what purpose has God left you on this earth? I mean, if he loves you as much as he says he does, wouldn't he just call you home so that you could be with him face to face? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Interesting question. Why does God have you walking around in your little neck of the woods doing the stuff you're doing? It seems to me that it's easy for us to lose focus on God's plans as we live life, eating, sleeping, and feeding our natural desires. We're just here. We wake up, we get dressed, and go and live life every day, then collapse back into bed at night. That's it. We've been chatting this week about the Samaritan woman at the well and Jesus' preparedness to minister to her despite all the cultural boundaries, despite being tired, thirsty, and hungry. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 31. While the woman was in town, Jesus' followers were begging him, "Teacher, eat something." But Jesus answered, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the followers asked themselves, "Hey, did someone already bring him food?" But Jesus said, "My food is to do what the one who sent me wants me to do. My food is to finish the work that he gave me to do." Of course, he'd need to eat eventually, but the point he was making was that the thing that drove him, the thing that energized him, the thing that had him pressing through physical limitations was to finish the work that his father had given him to do. What work has God given you to do? Please use your God-given gifts and resources to do that, to be about his business here on earth. Be energized, be driven, because that's why he's left you here, to finish the work that he's given you to do. That's God's word fresh for you today. And I totally get it that some days finishing that work seems difficult. There are so many obstacles. But here's some good news. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.